Even though the Quran is talking about something that happened thousands of years ago, this actually still happens now. You can have the very rich next to the very, very poor. You can have, you know, in New York City, you can walk into the headquarters for Merrill Lynch downtown, or you could go midtown in some of these big corporate buildings, and you see a bunch of homeless people outside. Right? So the extreme rich and the extreme poor are right next to each other all the time. Some of you are from Pakistan, for example. When I went to Pakistan, they have these walled cities. They have these complexes that are gated with security guards with machine guns. And once you walk in, you're basically in America. There's malls and nice houses and all. And outside, there's guys selling fruit on the street. There's a guy riding the bicycle on the opposite side of the highway. There's a bunch of donkeys. And this, it's crazy. It's two different worlds separated by a wall. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانَ Right? That's the reality of it. Now, these guys, they have their garden, back to the story. They have their garden and they're about to make a lot of money from this garden. But they have to drive through, or they have to take their horses and their carts and everything through the poor neighborhood. And then they have to open the gate and get inside and pick all the fruit. And when they go through the poor neighborhood, the poor people are going to see that they're going to pick the fruit. They can't climb the wall, but they can see the oranges from up the on top of the wall, right? They can't access the fruit, but they can see it. So now when they're coming out, they're going to see children crying. They're going to see an old, you know, they're going to see a mom whose husband died and their babies are starving. They're going to see some old woman or old man that barely ate for 2 or 3 days. They have to walk by all those poor people and they're going to feel like, here, have some oranges, have some apples, have some bananas, have some this, have some that. And they're like, by the time we get out of town, we're not going to have any money left. There's going to be a problem. So they came up with a scheme, and this is the scheme recorded in the Quran. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ When they took an oath with each other that we are going to reap all of our fruits, we're going to collect all of our fruits tomorrow morning. That's it. One strike. We can't go little by little, because every time we go, we end up giving some things away and that's not working. We got to go one time, get it done before the poor, you know, the show up, before social services shows up, before we get taxed by the public. Let's just go get it done quickly. إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّهَا مُصْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ And there will be no exceptions. Now, this exceptions, there's different ways Mufassirun look at it. One meaning of that is that it's اعتراض, meaning لَمْ يَقُولُوا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ يعني إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ Right? So the one meaning is they were going to go in the morning and they didn't say إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ But actually, the more contextual meaning also is, they were going to make no exceptions. In other words, every one of them is going to show up. They're not going to delay this any further. And they will make no exceptions from their plan. And what's the plan? We'll see in a second. By the way, you'll notice, so far, they haven't done anything wrong. If they decided to pick their fruit in the morning, no problem. Go pick it up in the morning. You want to make no exceptions and go there early. Fine, no problem. Go get it. لا يستثنون. But Allah says, فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ But Allah sent something that is an encircling sort of punishment. You could call it a tornado. Allah wasn't specific about what came. Maybe a group of angels came, or a fire came that surrounded it, or a wind came, or a hurricane, you know, a tornado landed. Something happened to the garden while they were asleep. So they're sleeping early because they all made a plan. You got to get up early tomorrow. And while they're sleeping, their entire garden has been, Allah will describe, فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ It became as if it's already been picked. So you know what trees look like in the winter season with no leaves on them? Right? That's what it looked like. All right. And they were going to go to a fully green garden, but they're going to go end up at a garden where there's no greenery, no fruit in sight. فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ But they have no idea. They were sleeping. فَتَنَادَوْ مُصْبِحِينَ So they woke up. One of them woke up. And they're like, hey, you guys are still sleeping. Get up. تَنَادَوْ يعني نادى بعضهم بعضا. They start calling each other. Come on, get up. It's morning. We're going to get late. Our plan's going to get messed up. So far, even so far as you're reading the story, there's nothing wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. They just said, okay, let's get up in the morning and go. فَتَنَادَوْ مُصْبِحِينَ أَنِغْدُوا عَلَى حَرْثِكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ Hurry up and march to your crop if you're going to collect it. You better do this. In other words, if you still keep sleeping, you're not going to get your share. Some of us didn't say it like that. Like some of them, I don't want to get up. And the other guys, okay, I guess you're not going to get your share. We're going to take yours too. Fine. And then he gets up. And they all go, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَارِمِينَ فَانْطَلَقُوا Now the crime. Now they're they're projecting in a straight line towards their objective. وَهُمْ يَتَخَافَتُونَ. خَافْت in Arabic is actually like hams, and it's also al-haraka al-khafiyya. It's a very subtle movement. So they're walking and they're barely whispering to each other, and they're trying to be as subtle and as unnoticeable as possible. So even when they're talking to each other, like in the ear, even though they're walking on the street. So now the first confusing thing that happens is, why are they being so secretive? It's their garden. They're not stealing it. They're heading to their own business. Why are they so quiet and secretive about all of this? What is the secret thing they say to each other? أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. It's almost as though one of them whispers to the other, and the other says, listen, why are you whispering? Because I don't want to wake up any poor people. If any of them wake up, no poor person should show up over here, right? Which you could even use your imagination here. If they went through the main gate and they opened the gate, right? The gate makes a sound, and when the sound happens, a baby wakes up. A sound happens, somebody just looks outside their window, everybody's going to wake up. So maybe they're trying to go from a different route, maybe climb the back wall, put a ladder, climb the back wall and get into their garden and get all the fruit out, and the people will never even know that they came into the garden, right? They're trying to be secretive about collecting their wealth, right? So, أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. Right? So this is their plan. Today, we're not going to give any opportunity of any miskeen, any poor person, any helpless person to even come into your company. And if you open the door, maybe some of them will walk in. Some of them might, we're not going to give them even a single chance. This is the only ayah in the entire story that's their crime. There's no other ayah. Everything else, if you take this ayah out, seems like a totally halal experience. They were just going early to work. They were just going to go pick fruit that belongs to them. Nothing wrong with any of that. وَغَدَوَ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَالَ. If you could argue one thing, maybe they didn't say inshallah, if you look at that, that tafsir. But even that's not a major crime. That's just nisyan. That's ghafla. That's forgetfulness. That's heedlessness. But you can make istighfar from that, and that's the end of it. It's not like you say, oh my God, I'm late for work. I got to go. And you don't say, I got to go inshallah. And now your business is going to burn down and... you know, you're going to lose your job. I should have said inshallah. All of it's gone. This one time I didn't say it. That's not what's happening here, right? So the only crime is they're trying to keep the poor from even finding out or getting any access, right? That's the idea. Or perhaps this also means as they're leaving, maybe people do see by the time they're done picking all the fruit, it's not going to be 3 a.m. It might be 6 or 7 a.m. by then. It's a lot of work. So now people will notice the trucks full of fruit and produce leaving, and they might see just even some people just looking at them. Just staring at them, right? And just that look, they might, you know, وَغَدَوْ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ actually suggests, some of us who argue about this ayah, that غَدَى in Arabic is to go in the morning, but also go with aggression. In other words, they'll have a certain look on their face that if people see them, they're not going to ask. You know, sometimes you want to ask your dad when you're a kid. You don't want to ask your dad for something. Can we get a burger? Can we get some ice cream? But you check the face first. And if your dad has a certain kind of face, you're not going to ask for ice cream. You're not going to ask for kebabs because you might become the kebab because the look on the face, right? So they're like, let's have a kind of face that when people come, they're not even going to think about asking. وَغَدَوْ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. They're like, oh, when I was teaching the detailed tafsir of the surah, I was talking about how sometimes in boxing or in UFC and other sports, before the guy comes out of the locker room and comes out into the ring, they pump him up. Let's go. I'm going to take him down, right? He's just pumped up and adrenaline's rushing. He's going to kill his opponent. You're a killer, right? You're a killer. This is the kind of pep talk they're doing to each other. لَا يَدْخَلُنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. Yeah, got it. No miskeen. Punch a miskeen in the face. I'll take care of him. This is the attitude with which they're coming out. بَغَدَوْ عَلَىٰ حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهَا. And so let's imagine they climbed the fence. Or they climbed the wall. They went from the back roads. And they get there. قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. No. That's not the place, man. We jumped the wrong wall. This can't be our place. We're lost. So their first, the shock of seeing their garden was so heavy that they couldn't even believe that it was their garden. You know, if you study in psychology, the stages of grief, right? The first stage is denial. And they're experiencing, they're like, this is not happening. No, this is not our garden. You guys jumped the wrong wall. No, this is the address. Look, Google Maps, this is the one. This is the place. And then they say, but نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. We're deprived. We've been deprived. Something we deserve was taken away from us. This is the meaning of the word mahroom. It's so ironic that they want to keep everybody else what? Mahroom. And now they're saying it's so wrong that we are mahroom. Right? It's just ironic language. But نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. But I actually wanted to give you this khutbah. I didn't even get to the point. And the point was the beauty with which Allah describes insincere apology. Insincere apology. Of course, the Quran teaches us tawbah. The Quran teaches us istighfar. But there is such a thing as convenient istighfar. And this is actually a story about convenient istighfar. And I'll tell you a little bit about that. You see, in the Quran, Allah says, قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. The one in the middle, the most balanced among them, instead of crying, this isn't fair, we must be in the wrong place, oh, somebody must have robbed us. Mahrumun can also mean somebody must have robbed us. Or these poor people, they're jealous, they burned our garden down. They must have done it. You know, this is their response. But the most balanced among them said, didn't I tell you, لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ, didn't I tell you, how come you don't do tasbih? Didn't I tell you, how come you don't do tasbih? This was not a problem of tasbih. This was a problem of infaq, of sadaqah, of giving. But they understood something. When you do tasbih of Allah, you declare the perfection of Allah, then part of declaring that perfection, they understood originally, being good to Allah means part of your tasbih is actually giving to humanity. So he didn't even say, لَوْ لَا تُنْفِقُونَ, لَوْ لَا تَتَصَدَّقُونَ. He said, لَوْ لَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. But what's really interesting here is he didn't include himself. The guy who, once the garden burnt down, he's like, I told you guys you should have done this. You should have remembered Allah. It's like that. Bro, you were with us a minute ago. You weren't doing no remembrance of Allah. You were among us saying, hey, keep it quiet. Some poor people might find out. A second ago, you were on our side. The moment you see the garden burnt down, you start giving us a khutbah. That's convenient. You know, before that you were quiet, before you were on their team, right? So this is, you're already starting to get a glimpse of an istighfar, which is too late. And even then, is he including himself? No, he's blaming somebody else. Now keep this in mind, he's not taking responsibility himself, and he's making mention of something that's too late now. So they say, fine, it was our mistake. Subhana rabbina inna kunna zalimin. We were wrong. We were the ones who were wrong. They admit it. But then in the very next ayah, فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. They start blaming each other. They start, you know, you're the reason that we went this morning. If we had gone yesterday, this wouldn't have happened. The storm came tonight. We should have gone last week when I was telling you. The other one says, you know, if we gave a little bit of sadaqah, maybe Allah wouldn't have been so angry with us. Well, 3 oranges, we wouldn't have had to give so much. You know, 2.5%. What's the big deal? But you're the reason. You're the capitalist. So they start blaming each other. Here's the problem. If you admit you're wrong, which they did, Subhana Rabbina inna kunna zalimin. They admitted that they're wrong. Once you admit you're wrong, why are you finding somebody to blame? Either you're wrong or somebody else is wrong, right? So the first contradiction was the guy didn't include himself. He included them. They admitted, but they, after admitting, who did they blame? Each other, instead of taking responsibility themselves. And then they say, "Asa Rabbuna an yubdilana khayran minna." Maybe our Rabb will give us something better than this. Right? So they say, maybe, because next year maybe we'll grow the garden again. Right? Now watch this. What does Allah say? كَذَلِكَ الْعَذَابُ وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. This is how punishment works. But the punishment of the Akhirah is much worse. It's much bigger. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Now let's contemplate. Allah is now saying, this garden story should teach you something about Judgment Day. That's what Allah is saying. What is it going to teach you about Judgment Day? On Judgment Day, some people will come and they will say, it's not my fault, it's his fault. Didn't I tell you should do this? And you find in the Quran scenes in which the person, instead of taking responsibility, they said, this is our Aba did this. Or they didn't listen. You know, كُنَّا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We were weak. They wouldn't listen to us. They're not taking responsibility. Then you find people in the Quran on judgment saying, يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Like in Surah Al-Anbiya. We were wrong. And those same people in the Quran will blame others. هَؤُلَاءِ كُبَرَاءُ سَادَاتُنَا وَكُبَرَاؤُنَا. These are our leaders. They were the ones who misled us. أَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. And then later on, again, on Judgment Day, they're going to turn to Allah and say, you know, hopefully next we'll get another chance and we'll be better. لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةٌ فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. Right? لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ. Right? Just give me some extra chance. Just like these gardeners are saying what? Hopefully Allah will give us a better. By the way, if they were truly resentful and, you know, ashamed of what they did, wouldn't the words be, Ya Allah, if we had another chance, we would give sadaqah? We would give to the poor? But instead, what did they ask for? They said, oh, if only we could get a better garden than this one next year. عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَن يُبْدِي لَنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. That's what they're asking for, خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا. وَإِلَى الْآنَ لَا يُبَالُونَ بِالْمَسَاكِينَ. They still don't care about the poor. Still no mention of the poor. So Allah says, this scene of this kind of apology, that's too late. And this hoping that things would turn out different, this is actually going to play out on the Akhirah also. This is going to play out in the Akhirah also. Now what does this have to do with the Quraysh? Remember in the beginning, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. It's as if Allah is saying, Judgment Day will come, and a lot of these kuffar are going to make the same excuses that these gardeners are making. And it's going to be too late for them. That's not going to count anymore. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. They're going to hope that they were Muslim back when they get there. You know? Then they'll say, oh, you know, أَبْصَرْنَا. You know, now we see. Now we're ready to believe. We're ready to, okay. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Let us go back. Now we'll do good. Isn't that the case? So Allah gave this story not just as a reminder for us. For what is the reminder for you and me in it? Well, we better be apologetic before the garden burns down. Right? And we better realize that our relationship with Allah is directly connected to our relationship with those who are in need. And if we don't even want to experience the discomfort of acknowledging somebody's suffering, I don't want to answer their call. Send them to voicemail. I don't want to watch this video clip. I don't want to see this message, right? If we just ignore it, then we can live our life, right? If we can ignore the suffering, then we can just be comfortable in our own, you know, in our own garden, if you will. Allah says, if that's your attitude, I will burn your garden down. If that's your attitude. And that's the warning that Allah has given all of us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla truly make us a people of tasbih, a people of care for the rest of Allah's creation, and a people that are sincere to Allah. And may Allah make us all able to make istighfar and tawbah to Him before it's too late. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-Hakim.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.